WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council said farewell to City Secretary Sherry Mashburn yesterday, who is retiring after 7 years in College Station and 24 years in city government. Mayor Carl Mooney spoke for the council.
Sherry, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that all the council members are going to miss you. We're going to miss the dedication that you had to this city.
After the council gave Mashburn a standing ovation, the governing body voted unanimously to promote Deputy City Secretary Tanya McNutt. McNutt, who has been deputy the last 10 years, came to College Station after serving as city secretary in Madisonville between 1999 and 2008. McNutt was one of three finalists from an applicant pool of more than 80 candidates. There is more general commercial property in College Station over the objection of neighboring homeowners and a split city council.
Last night's 4-3 vote applies to 3 of 14 acres at the northeast corner of Raintree and the freeway. Councilwoman Blanche Brick supported neighboring homeowners in Raintree who believe the hotel will be built next to them.
I just have a hard time believing there are not going to be any more professional offices that will be going in anywhere along the bypass.
Julie Schultz, who does not think a hotel will be built, says Raintree residents will be helped by a wall and buffer space.
I do not think this development will injure you.
Joining Schultz in approving the change were Barry Moore, James Benham, and Jerome Rectorick. That was one of six votes where the council approved land use changes. There was a unanimous vote to allow along Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Dartmouth and Crystal Park Plaza, a combination apartment complex and general commercial businesses. Unanimous approval also given for city-initiated general commercial rezoning at the lock and roll business at Harvey Road and the freeway, vacant land at the southwest corner of University and Boonville Road, and where single-family homes now stand along George Bush east of Texas. Comprehensive plan was also changed for general commercial on 100 acres across the freeway from the Nantucket subdivision. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Another step will be taken to draw more visitors to the north side of downtown Bryan. Four city council members heard a presentation this week from the Downtown Bryan Association. Greg Owens and Mike Sutherland were interested in turning city-owned property bordered by Main, Bryan, 20th, and Pruitt into public space.
It sounds like a great idea for downtown Bryan.
I think we need to give some direction. I think the Downtown Association ought to do it.
DBA Director Sandy Ferris said this is just as important as revitalization efforts almost 20 years ago.
Whether it comes from private funding or some other method, I don't know. That's not for me to answer necessarily. What we really want is a seat at the table to help guide the process.
Promoters compared what could happen in Bryan to parks and public spaces in Houston, Dallas, Seattle, and other urban areas around the country. A Wells Fargo bank branch in College Station is closed until Monday. Area President David O'Neill says at the branch on Rock Prairie, a refrigerator in the break room caught fire after the bank closed on Wednesday. O'Neill says the break room will be totally refurbished and the rest of the building has to be cleaned up from smoke damage. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It is 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure continues to sit down over the Gulf of Mexico. Shows no signs of moving anytime soon. Sunshine, a few clouds, and a high around 100 today. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. For the weekend, partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, maybe a late day shower or thunderstorm, 95 to 100. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partial sunshine for Sunday, highs are going to be closer to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Brad Mitchell this morning. Coming up, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in baseball right now. The Hall of Fame is this weekend.
That guy got kicked out for moving the batting circle.
That guy being Adrian Beltre, yeah, who will be going for his 3,000th career hit this weekend. He is now four hits shy, and just FYI, that doesn't come along every day. Yeah. And also, Dallas Keuchel is making his triumphant return to the mound for the Houston Astros.
Still have his beard?
He still got his beard. Yeah. He did not shave the beard off. It is still long and scraggly, so we'll talk about lots of baseball as well as a couple of sound bites from Cowboys and Texans camp. All that more coming up in sports.
Ooh, camp! I mean, it's about to start.
It's camp time.
That is so outstanding.
You got to get ready. By the way, Aggie football, the players report next week.
First
fall practice of the year is on Friday, so we'll have lots to talk about their stretching
lots
and stuff.
To talk about.
It's not like they're
and injuries.
Coming.
We'll talk about all the injuries.
Yeah,
all the injuries.
Can we do that? Yeah. It's not like they're not in town already. I mean, it's not like they're all coming in, right? But
no.
New holes and got their stuff.
Yeah, it's starting.
They got to really buckle down now.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Strap it on and go.
Hashtag it's about us.
Yeah. Now, do you have the story on the Baltimore Ravens football player who announced his retirement yesterday?
Oh, yeah, the guy who's going to go get his doctorate?
Yeah.
I thought he already had his doctorate because he's been shown in, like, commercials and stuff.
He
I knew
has.
About him.
All right. Well, let's talk about him later because I just saw it and I was amazed. I mean, it's mathematics, okay? It's not like he's doing basket weaving, okay? He's written peer-reviewed papers on mathematics and he plays in the NFL. How does that work out for you?
Yeah, I don't know, but a PhD in basket weaving. Show me where I can get one of those.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because a long time ago, there was a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns,
mm-hmm,
who was a physician.
They have that position on that team?
He was an MJ. What, a quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, they've had people squander it before.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know Johnny got, yeah, I was about to yeah. say, I didn't know Johnny got his doctorate.
His last name is Ryan. I got to go look it up. But he was an MD in the offseason.
Wow.
Which, yeah,
really?
A little bit different. And, yeah, it was very odd back then because a lot of those people were, you know, like bouncers in clubs because the pay wasn't that good.
Right.
In the meantime, a man who was jilted before his wedding went on a fire-fueled frenzy. Hey, I like that. Fire-fueled frenzy. In Plattsburgh, New York, which
okay.
is upstate New
yep,
York.
Yep, upstate.
35-year-old Jimmy Williams alleged to have torched, count them, 8 cars on the morning of July 9th, one day after his wedding was supposed to have occurred.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy, he had fled his hometown of Kingwood, where he was arrested and extradited back to New York for trial.
Mm. Did it say if the cars belonged to, like, his ex's family or
well,
something?
Well, we'll read on and see. Mr. Williams, who lived in Seth Square in Plattsburgh, whatever that means, announced his engagement to a woman named Kim, believed to be his friend, one Kimberly Fulton, on Facebook back in March of 2015. But 2 years of planning fell through when she called it off for reasons currently unknown to the media, before they could tie the knot up there in Plattsburgh, supposedly on July the 8th. Instead, he spent his former wedding day at the Mayor's Cup Regatta. That's a boat race they have there.
Yep.
He's downtown partaking in all of the mayor's events. I guess that means alcohol. Prior to the fires being reported. First fire was reported around 3 a.m. on Sunday morning. The second one followed an hour later. No, it sounds rather random. And the third reported at 7:40 in the morning, police discovered 6 other damaged cars. So it's a total of 8 that were torched in a 1 mile stretch.
Just went to town.
God help you if you're in that man's way.
I'm thinking, how did he choose it? And what's the accelerant? I mean, anyhow, they've got very angry face pictures of him on July the 8th. And so there we go. Good for him.
Information.
And, you know, being jilted, clearly that's a situation that's rather emotional, but there's no reason to go out and burn people's cars.
No, especially when they had nothing to do with your unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I know we're coming up on a break, but I got a great arson story later if you want to hear
it. Oh, yeah, sure. But may as well tie right in.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare products, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Audible Hearing. We have a happiness quiz. Arbor Oaks is with us. And I'm also talking to Betamed about their new healthcare products. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
So what if you're a friend of Jimmy Williams in Kingwood, and he shows up, you know, 3 days after he was supposed to have gotten married,
and he's in a mugshot instead?
Yeah. Hey, man, what happened this weekend?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I thought you were getting married. Yeah, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, my personal Cleveland Browns expert texted in. That quarterback's name was Frank Ryan.
That's it, Frank Ryan. Yep. That's exactly right.
That's so cool.
And it was a long time ago. It was a long time ago that he played.
Did he do house calls?
You know, I don't know exactly what kind of doctor he was. I just happen to remember that, but it was 40 years ago that went. And back when Cleveland was not bad.
Right.
Yeah. I know. For all you young people out there, there was a time when Cleveland wasn't bad.
Was this the Otto Graham days?
No, not quite that far back.
This was a
little
later.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, so here we go. It is National Milk Chocolate Day.
Yes. Hey.
Celebrate as you see fit. There are any number of ways you can do
plenty of ways.
I thought yesterday was Chili Dog Day. Well, they're giving us another one today.
All right, another Chili Dog Day.
This is great. Talk in an Elevator Day.
Talk in an elevator.
We have one here that's actually a freight lift, and it moves kind of slowly.
Mm-hmm. Kind
of. Yeah, but it's fun to do that. Of course, this building is small enough that we actually see people who we at least have a nodding acquaintance of.
Right.
Because their offices are here. But mm-hmm. since we go all the way to the top floor, we get to see those people. So it's not like having strangers. But every once in a while, you do get that awkward silence thing.
Yep.
And anytime you can break that up, that kind of shocks people.
Plus, it's glass on one side. It's got mirrors. So generally, people are in there like checking their hair and stuff.
Yep. That always nice to do that.
Awkward.
At least you can look out at something. It's easier because it is see-through versus an enclosed
one. That's true. That's true. It does have an openness to
right.
it.
Right.
And then, of course, there's some people who actually have devices they carry around that they tend to look at in an elevator.
Yep. Dang millennials.
Yeah, that's it. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Soulja Boy.
Oh.
Superman.
27.
That. He's been here, right?
Yes. I think
he
so.
He did like a basketball Midnight Madness thing, right?
Yeah. That was back in his prime before he drugged the troops through the mud.
Yeah,
so, anyways, he's turning 27 today. Alexandra Chondo, I think I'm pronouncing that right, 31 mm-hmm. on the line game.
Okay.
Afro Man is turning 43 today.
Nice.
How do we know who he is?
Because I got high.
Okay.
Because
I got high. Elizabeth Berkeley is turning 45. She played Nomi in Showgirls and Jesse on Saved by the Bells. Yeah,
she wants to be remembered by Saved by the Bell, I think.
Yeah. Showgirls, just FYI, not family uh-huh. friendly. Lori Loughlin is turning 53.
Oh, played, Full House.
Yeah, Uncle Jesse's wife. Mm-hmm. So.
Becky, right?
Very, very, Rebecca.
Yeah, Aunt Becky.
Rebecca Donaldson Katsopoulos. So there you go.
Aunt Becky. It's easier.
Really attractive lady. Sally Struthers is turning 70 today.
Not so much an attractive lady.
Not anymore. She was kind of, she was more annoying than anything in the family.
Yeah. Okay. But then she fed children, right? You do those commercials at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Save the children.
Fed children.
Jim Davis is turning 72. He created Garfield.
Yeah.
Okay. And Peter Cullen is turning 76. He's the voice of Optimus Prime in the Transformers movies.
Ah, there you go. All right, tomorrow is Chicken Wing Day.
Hey, yeah.
With
I
bones,
love me
without
some
bones,
wings.
Doesn't matter. So. You know, It's Lipstick Day, celebrated if you got it. And it's National Lasagna Day.
I love a good lasagna.
Yep,
with buffalo wings. Done.
Yeah, with buffalo wings. Buffalo wing lasagna.
Yeah,
could do that. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for tomorrow. Josh Radner's turning 43. Ted on How I Met Your Mother. Genesis Rodriguez is turning 30. Now, she was in Will Ferrell's Casa de Mi Padre.
Oh, yeah.
And that movie that he did all in Spanish. That was an interesting time. Okay. Allison Mack is turning 35, played Chloe on Smallville. Danger Mouse turning 40 on Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley,
Wanya Morris from Boys to Men is 44.
Mm-hmm.
James Otto is also 44, country singer. Will Wheaton turning 45.
Was the name of his? He was in Star Trek, right?
Star Trek, The Next Generation. Okay. Of course, he was in Stand By Me as well. He's also on Big Bang Theory a lot. Rodney Allen Rippey turning 49. He's a cute kid from the Jack in the Box commercials.
Long time ago.
Martina McBride turning 51.
Oh, man, Wild Angels.
I'm a big fan. Alexandra Paul, 54. She was on Baywatch. Geddy Lee is turning 64.
Mm-hmm.
Rush singer and bassist. Tim Gunn is 64, fashion consultant.
From Project Runway.
There's a lot of people turn 64. Ken Burns is turning 64.
Oh, my.
He's documentary guy, the Roosevelts, Central Park 5, the war, the Civil War. Ros Kelly is turning 74.
Oh, that tomorrow. Was a Pinky Tescadero,
yeah,
right?
Pinky Tescadero. She really gave the Fonz what for. Tony Sirico is turning 75. He's Paulie Walnuts on The Sopranos.
Okay. Patty Springsteen's 64.
There
the boss
go.
Is wife.
Okay.
And tomorrow is the anniversary of the wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana back in 1981.
Which apparently they're coming out with a documentary sometime soon that I've been seeing on TV. Mm-hmm.
It's called How Did He Marry Her?
Yeah.
Right.
He's the prince.
Yeah, well, yeah, but anyway. All right, and on Sunday we've got Paperback Book Day. That's a good thing to have. A Cheesecake Day.
Ooh.
Mm. You might want to celebrate earlier in the weekend if you want to, but if you don't want to wait till the actual day, it's also National Dance Day, and it's Medicare's birthday. That helps a lot of old people.
Happy birthday,
that's
Medicare.
It. And birthdays.
Birthdays for Sunday. Gina Rodriguez is turning 33. Jane the Virgin.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yvonne Strahovski is turning 35. She plays Serena Joy Waterford on The Handmaid's Tale. I heard Chelsea's a big fan.
Sure.
Kate Morgan on 24. I don't know. A lot of girls like it. Hope Solo is turning 36.
Wow.
So if she was a man, she would no longer be playing soccer. Diva Zappa. I'm saying what it is. If she was a guy, she would no longer be playing soccer. Okay. I'm sorry. That's just the truth.
I got you.
Diva Zappa is turning 38.
Happy birthday, Hope. Way to be a great soccer player.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, she's not a very nice lady. Diva Zappa is turning 38, Frank's youngest daughter. Jamie Presley is turning 40.
Oh, my.
I'm a fan. Hillary Swank, 43.
Wow.
She's from Texas, right?
Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's from Texas. Okay. Tom Green is turning 46. Have not heard a lot from him in a long time.
No.
He was married to Drew Barrymore for a while. Christine Taylor, who is married to Ben Stiller, is turning 46.
Okay.
Christopher Nolan, turning 47. Mm. Of course, he directed a lot of good stuff.
Yep.
I haven't seen Dunkirk yet, but he directed that, and I've heard it's really good. Simon Baker, 48. The Mentalist, Land of the Dead.
Yep. He's interesting.
Terry Crews is turning 49.
Wow.
He's still in good shape. Vivica A. Fox is 53. She's in a lot of stuff. Lisa Kudrow, 54.
Hey, Phoebe from Friends.
That's right.
Lawrence Fishburne is turning 56.
Wow.
He's kind of let himself go a little bit.
He has.
Frank Stallone.
He was 18 years old, though, when he was in Apocalypse Now. I mean, you think about that. He was around people with a lot of bad behavior going on in the set.
Yeah.
But he was. That's pretty much, I think, his major movie debut. But anyway.
I mean, Dennis Hopper. I mean, there's a ton of people in that movie. Yeah. Frank Stallone turning 67.
Of course.
So Sly's brother. He actually, in the scene when Rocky is walking by the guys around the trash barrel, the burn barrel, Frank Stallone is the singer. So
there you are.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger is turning 70.
Oh my!
On Sunday.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
Okay, Peter Bogdanovich, who directed one of my favorite movies, The Last Picture Show. He's 78 years old. Alton Brown, he's the cooking dude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he'd be 55. Bud Selig. Oh my!
Man. He's getting inducted this weekend.
Now, is he? Is that right?
Yep.
He's 83.
He's not real popular with a lot of people, but he's a Hall of Famer now. So.
Well, that's good.
That happens.
You. Yeah, I suppose. I had one other one in Delta Burke. Do we have Delta Burke?
Oh yeah,
from Designing Women.
Okay.
I mean, again, there's Chris Mullen, the NBA is he in the Hall of Fame?
Chris Mullen?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, but okay. I think he coaches at St. John's, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, I got you.
Could be wrong.
And then Paul Anka, who was a singer a long time ago.
Paul Anka.
And his son-in-law is Jason Bateman. So
Really? Yeah,
which, by the way, I've been watching Ozark, and a fantastic show.
Yeah, I finished it. Yeah.
Not for the kids.
No, it's not
for the kids.
I did 10 hours in about 5 days.
Yeah,
and I stayed up late last night watching it.
It's pretty good. So how many episodes are you through?
I am on the 10th episode.
Oh, there you go. That's the last one. Okay. All right, there we go. 6:25.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, earlier this week, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, top IT aide, was arrested after wiring, $283,000 to Pakistan and attempting to board a flight to the country. Imran Awan is the target of an FBI investigation, and the agency recently seized smashed computer hard drives from his home. Now, Awan and three of his relatives were on the payrolls of several House Democrats. They collected at least $4 million in taxpayer-funded payments in 2009. The aide also had access to all emails and files of dozens of members of Congress, as well as the password to the iPad that Debbie Wasserman Schultz used for the DNC business before she resigned in July of 2016.
Hello, establishment, destroy Trump media. Are you paying attention to this?
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So I recently gave my house a facelift. I did it the simplest, most inexpensive way possible, and it transforms every room in my house, and that's Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com will transform your home as well. It doesn't break the bank. You always get free online design consultation. And by the way, they'll even send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping. And now through July 31st, you get 20% off site-wide at Blinds.com when you use the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity, and you will not be disappointed. Rules, restrictions apply.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
It's always a good idea to hear a nice, heartwarming story on a Friday, and in this one good turn deserves another. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So firefighters in Bakersfield, California rescued a little white Shih Tzu from a house fire last Wednesday, and when they got it outside, it wasn't moving. But luckily, they had an oxygen mask specifically made for dogs and cats, so they started using it and basically brought the dog back to life. And check this out. The only reason they had a mask like that is because a group of Girl Scouts raised $2,400 back in 2015 to buy 37 of them, one for every single fire engine in the city. The fire department posted a video of them giving the dog oxygen. At the beginning, he's not moving, but by the end, he's sitting up. He ended up with some burns on his feet, but should be fine. They posted a photo 2 days later of him with the firefighters who helped carry him out. And here's some more Girl Scout-related good news. The Girl Scouts announced this week they're adding 23 new merit badges that are all related to STEM education, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. The point is to expose more girls to skills in those fields. They also announced a new cybersecurity badge last month. So, way to go, Girl Scouts. Way to go, firefighters. And awesome news for that dog. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Morning, 6:29. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Same stuff today. 100, yep, probably so. Heat index will be maybe not quite as bad, but I mean between 104 and 107, what difference does it make, right? Winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight we'll be down at about 78. We'll continue this, and we do have a slight chance, ever so slight chance, of rain possibly on the Saturday nights and Sunday. It's about 20 to 30%. Anyhow, if you happen to be one of the lucky ones, that'll be a good thing. Hey, right now we've got winds out of the south at 3 miles an hour, 94% relative humidity, fair skies, it's 76.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. In unwelcome news for farmers, Japan today said it's imposing emergency tariffs of 50% on imports of frozen beef. Japan's finance minister says the tariff will take effect automatically as the volume of imported U.S. frozen beef exceeded the quota set by law. The U.S. and Australia account for 90% of all imports of frozen beef. U.S. farmers had been hoping for wider access to Japan's lucrative market through a Pacific Rim trade initiative, but President Trump withdrew from that accord after taking office. Fiat Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne said his company's premium Maserati sports car will begin introducing electric engine-powered models after 2019, and that by early next decade, more than half of the brand's cars will be electrified. Fiat Chrysler joins Toyota as one of the last remaining holdouts among major automakers that have questioned the viability of electric vehicles. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:32 at 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A divided College Station City Council last night approved a land use change over the objection of neighboring homeowners.
The council voted 4-3, allowing general commercial at Raintree and the freeway. Property owner Bill Nero pointed out that would match existing uses across the freeway.
You know, we have the Honda dealership across the way. We have the bowling alleys. We have hotels. We have restaurants. I mean, this is commercial property by definition.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick wanted to keep suburban commercial or less intensive usage in front of Raintree.
I'm sorry the property hasn't sold as quickly as the owner would like for it to. But it surely shouldn't govern what we decide to do as best for that neighborhood.
Councilman Barry Moore made the motion to change the land use.
I also understand the concerns of the folks in Raintree. A lot of folks who have lived there a long time, when they built their homes, they were building their homes in South College Station, and now they're in North College Station.
Joining Moore in approving the change are James Benham, Jerome Rectorick, and Julie Schultz. Five other council votes for land use changes were approved unanimously. Only one of the five involve a current project. That's creating apartments and general commercial businesses along Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Dartmouth and Crystal Park Plaza. Four others are city-initiated changes to prepare for future general commercial development. That includes changing the comprehensive plan on 100 acres across the freeway from the Nantucket subdivision, along with rezoning what are currently homes along George Bush east of Texas, vacant land at the southwest corner of University and Boonville Road, and what is now the lock and roll business at Harvey Road in the freeway. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The city of College Station has a new city secretary. The city council applauded their unanimous choice of Deputy Tanya McNutt, who has been in that position for 10 years after moving from Madisonville, where she spent 9 years as city secretary. McNutt takes over for Sherry Mashburn, who is retiring after 7 years in College Station and 24 years in city government. Mayor Carl Mooney spoke for the council in thanking Mashburn for her service.
We're going to miss the dedication that you had to this city, the excellent work that you've done for this city, how you've kept us out of trouble, and, you know, not told us what trouble you yourself have gotten into over time. We just want to thank you for everything you've done.
McNutt was among three finalists from an applicant pool of more than 80 applicants. Texas police chiefs went before the legislature to say they don't believe the state's new texting law goes far enough.
Testifying before a state house committee, Austin Police Sergeant Michael Barger spoke of the success of their hands-free ordinance.
We've had a 17% decrease in fatalities and a 7% decrease in overall crashes.
Both Barger and San Antonio Police Sergeant James Jones agreed the new texting while driving ban isn't enough.
Law enforcement would be ecstatic if we went with a statewide hands-free law.
State Representative Joe Pickett says the one thing blocking this idea is the state legislature.
To date, the legislature will not pass the recommendation, though, that you've suggested.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Bryan City Council has given the Downtown Bryan Association the green light to continue looking at turning city-owned land at the north end of downtown into green space. Developer Ryan Terry was one of three people explaining that green space is more than just a lawn.
People want to spend time in places where there are programming things. In Texas, we need shade. And we also need to be within walking distance of amenities. And you need to have things that bring people there. So in downtown north, the farmers market, if we have some of those art projects down there, if we have, for example, we have multi-use event space that could be utilized for Texas Reds or other downtown events like First Fridays.
The target area is near the current site of the farmers market in a block generally bordered by Main, Bryan, 20th, and Pruitt Streets. A break room refrigerator caught fire after closing time Wednesday night at the Wells Fargo Bank branch on Rock Prairie Road in College Station. Area President David O'Neill says the fire alarms worked as they were supposed to, limiting fire damage to the break room. O'Neill says the break room will be totally refurbished and the rest of the branch will be cleaned up from smoke damage that will cause the Rock Prairie branch to remain closed until next Monday. The U.S. House has approved a spending bill that, among other things, combines the Pentagon budget, veterans programs, and $1.6 billion down payment on a border wall. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was hoping to approve a package of 12 spending bills.
Takes all of the angst out of government funding starting October the 1st. Now, this is important stuff because it's the earliest that we've done it in all the time that I've been at Congress.
Flores was on the short end of a failed effort to reduce the funding of the Congressional Budget Office. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 76 degrees. Be part of the show. Call us or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment. Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Mark your calendars. Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. Come out to ASAP Equipment's grand opening celebration. ASAP Equipment, College Station's only full-line steel dealer, will be offering special discounts for 2 days only on all steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. If you're needing to upgrade your handheld equipment, this special steel sale is the time to do it. 2 days only, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. ASAP Equipment's located at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. You can call us at 690-1106. That's 690-1106.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold
at Tom Light's Chevrolet.
Now save 26% on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition.
26% in total savings.
Choose from a big selection.
But hurry, we may be overstocked,
but we won't be undersold.
All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $91.68 and dealer discounts of $27.50. Stock number 6253. See dealer details.
6:39. Good morning. We got some weather for you. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure still sits over the Gulf of Mexico this morning. We continue to bake. Lots of sunshine. High right around 100 degrees this afternoon. As we head into the weekend tonight, it'll be clear to partly cloudy. Overnight lows 75 to 80. Sun's back tomorrow, but late tomorrow afternoon, there could be a thunderstorm. Highs 95 to 100. Turns partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partial sun Sunday, highs near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, that Bombers train just keeps on rolling. The Brazos Valley picked up another win last night behind the second complete game of the year for right-hander Chase Mannix. Talk a little bit about that, as well as Dallas Keuchel makes his triumphant return to the mound this evening in Detroit for the Astros. And Adrian Beltre is looking for that 3,000th career hit. He'll look for, maybe if he goes 4-for-4 tonight, he can get it. He's only four hits away. They'll be taking on the Orioles or the Texas Rangers. And, of course, the Hall of Fame is going down in Cooperstown this weekend. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, you know, you know, the Senate had this opportunity to go ahead and dismantle Obamacare or come up with Skinny Obamacare.
You
know, whatever. The bottom line is 49-51, they lose it.
Didn't happen.
It really didn't. And so, well, here's what this guy from Fox has to say about where we go from here on this pleasant Friday morning in D.C.
In a major blow to Republican efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare, the Senate early this morning failed to pass a so-called skinny repeal bill that would have eliminated key provisions of the Affordable Care Act, 51-49. Republicans John McCain, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins joined every Democrat in defeating the legislation. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is a disappointment. A disappointment indeed.
Immediate reaction from President Trump, who tweeted, three Republicans and 48 Democrats let the American people down. As I said from the beginning, he wrote, let Obamacare implode, then deal. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Here's Ted Cruz.
After all of the chest beating off, after all of the proud victory laps of the left, I believe this Congress will come back, and in time, we will honor our promises.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Which time?
Yeah, when? In time.
How many times have they been turned away on this?
Yeah, well, again, and that's, people know. I mean, the Senate said, oh, yeah, don't worry, we'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowing it would be repealed if they were able to get it out of the Senate. They couldn't. Now they've got a president who would sign it. Those spineless little guys and gals over there in the corner, those are Republicans. That's who those are. Those are the Republicans over there who didn't have the will to do it.
By the way, the left-wing folks are singing a completely new tune about John McCain today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, earlier this week, they were kind of like, well, he kind of deserved to die.
Yes.
And then now he's a maverick and standing up for the little man.
That's
so interesting.
It is. It's, well, it's just dang politics. So, don't know. I don't know where the Republican Party goes from here. If they think they can talk about having a solution. And look, I get it. It's scary. It really is. It's scary that all this stuff is going on because what's going to happen to your health care?
Mm-hmm.
You can't unplug it. You're right. You can't. And so the Republicans have tried to put together things. And wouldn't it be wonderful if, you know, I want to try to be the little voice of sunshine here. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the Democrats and Republicans actually sat down and figured out what was wrong with this?
That's asking too much.
I know.
What?
The very idea we have a bipartisan
compromise?
Move. Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Could
well,
we do that?
Do the Democrats think there's anything wrong with it?
Well, yeah, I think there's some to do. I really do, because it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, you see what what's going on as far as the health exchanges that are failing all over the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You see what's happening to premiums for insurance. It's just, it's obscene.
It is, yeah.
And so I think that there aren't any, I don't think there are Democrats who think that that's okay. I think they know that they need to fix this thing. But until they sit down together as a group, I suppose that, and I don't know what you do. Are we going to be able to vote these people out of office? You know, even that can't happen quickly.
Right.
Unfortunate. And Congressman Flores brought it up yesterday, saying that the rules that the Senate operates by are very arcane in a time when so many things have changed. I mean, everything moves at a faster pace. And this is something that costs people money every day, and they need to find a way to fix it.
Well, there's a couple of steps to that. One, as we talked about, the Democrats at least have to own up or accept that there are parts of Obamacare, as you mentioned, that need to change. And then two, I mean, I understand wanting to repeal Obamacare, but you can't just repeal it just to repeal it. You got to come up with something that's better. And quite frankly, I don't know if they have anything that's better right now. I mean, is that one of those things that, like, a feeling that there's so some folks are so gung-ho to repeal it that they're just kind of throwing whatever they want out there?
Well, they are. And 2 weekends ago, I think Ted Cruz was the new darling of Washington because he had come up with a plan to be able to understand, no matter what the prices are, you have to think about those people who can't afford the premium at any price.
Right.
And that is what a national government does. Even conservative people should understand that a national government has to have a safety net for people who can't take care of themselves. Now, where would that supplement come from? Would that supplement come from the government paying those people, or would that supplement come from paying the insurance companies? And that was a plan that Cruz had, where the government would actually pay the insurance companies for where that gap is. And that was a great idea. Everybody seemed to like that. But somehow, some way, that did not happen. And yesterday, I just happened to listen. I don't listen to Glenn Beck a lot. I'm not a real Glenn Beck fan. But yesterday, he was discussing every 2 years, we have new faces who come in who want to change things. Mm-hmm. And they all go in and they have news conferences and they talk about this and they talk about that. And then they come out of the news conference and the young person goes to the old politician and says, "We really need to get moving on this stuff." And the old guy looks at him and says, "We're not going to do any of that crap. We're not going to do that. We like the system the way that it is."
Right.
And there are old people who are doing that. They're just saying, "We're not going to change anything. We'll go out and we'll, as Ted Cruz said, we'll beat our breast on things, but when it actually comes down to the vote, they will
nothing
not
changes.
Do it."
It's the old people, Scott.
That's it. That's exactly
problem.
Right. We got to get that term limits. Term limits.
Get them out of there.
Can do that. All right, real quick on Anthony Scaramucci. He didn't say anything that we can say on the radio. You just take actions and body parts and know that he tweeted these things out to people, okay?
Scaramucci. I know. Fandango?
And it's interesting because one guy who was kind of in support of him, is Peter King, who's a New York congressman. He told CNN, "I've known a lot of guys like Anthony Scaramucci, probably not as smart as he is, but reading that, it sounded like a lot of guys who have said things like that to me at night." And he had, again, it's people's actions and body parts, and you can get as colorful as you want to. And that's the thing I kind of like about the TV show Veep, which is not nearly family-friendly.
Right.
But if you've ever seen it, you know that that's probably the way those people talk to each other.
Yeah, it seems like the Trump administration's not real family-friendly.
No, it's really not. And I don't know how big the dumpster fire can get. I mean, it's just
entertaining.
It is entertaining.
But it's scary.
And somehow, some way, he can't get people in there to be his spokesman or public representatives who can put things together. Now, part of the deal is this. What happened was a former executive at Fox and Sean Hannity had dinner, a private dinner with the president earlier this week. 7 minutes after the dinner started, it leaked out. And that's what Scaramucci got crazy about. He says it's Rince Priebus who did it. And, you know, if your chief of staff is leaking, that is a problem.
Right.
If he is the source of the leak, that is a problem.
He's kind of close to the situation.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, that's supposed to be the person that the president can hold closest. And so I guess Scaramucci is somebody he's known a long time who he trusts. But I guess that's his job, is he's going to be out there and he's going to be the pit bull who's going to do these things. But tweeting the words that he did are just not good.
Right.
Just not
a good idea.
No. All right. It's 649.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte.
Hi,
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Men have been growing bald for all of eternity. To date, no perfect cure is available. In fact, there doesn't seem to be a lot of common knowledge on why it happens in the first place. And that lets me wonder, why would listeners trust the advice of a balding garden broadcaster telling them how to cure bald spots in their lawns? Well, that's a fair question, but I'm going to give it a try. Possible breakthroughs in lawn balding right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Figuring out why grass is dying away is to some degree like proving the negative. You have no idea what the cause might be when you start, and you have to look at all the possibilities, ruling them out one by one. That said, here is your list. Lack of light is the leading cause of turf decline in Texas lawns in the shade. Bermuda and the hybrid Bermudas need 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight daily if they're going to stay full and vigorous. 8 hours would be a lot better. Buffalo grass needs that much or more. St. Augustine needs at least 4 hours. Zoysias needs 6 or 7 hours. When any grass gets less light than its minimum requirements, it grows tall, it grows sparse, and then it grows thin. As things progress, it eventually dies away, exposing bare ground in the process. It's not competition for nutrients by trees' roots that's causing the problem in this case. It's simply insufficient light. You either need to remove lower limbs. Don't ever top a tree for any reason, this one included. So remove lower limbs or switch to a more shade-tolerant type of planting. Drought is the second biggest cause. We let our lawn or parts of our lawn get way too dry between waterings. It can simply be because of water curtailments. It could be due to broken valves and heads or misaligned sprinkler heads. Traffic is a third big problem. We wear on our grasses. Make a conscious effort to take different pathways each time you walk across the lawn. Talk to the neighborhood dogs. Ask that they do the same. Bermuda grass is the most pedestrian-friendly grass that we have. St. Augustine ranks down toward the bottom. It's easy to beat it to a pulp. Buried treasures can cause specific spots to be dry summer after summer. It may be building debris, concrete, a big rock, shallow soil. Whatever the case, you can probe around with a root feeder rod or a dowel stick and see what's down there. You may want to dig down, see if it's something you could remove. Pest problems can cause particular spots in your yard to die away. A few months later, the exact cause becomes much more difficult to identify. But if it's happening in the middle of the summer, and if it's in St. Augustine, in the sunniest, hottest part of the landscape, hey, I can help you on that one. That's chinch bugs. They're an old-time malady, and you have to address them with an insecticide. Your nurseryman can help you. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Thanks for listening. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers rode a stellar start from righty Chase Maddox to a 3-1 win over the Texas Marshals last night. Maddox, a junior from UNLV, tossed his second shutout of the year, allowing three hits and one earned run while striking out a season-high 9.
The Bombers, who have won 5 in a row, square off against the Marshals again tonight at 7:05. Broadcast will be on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Well, the best team in the American League has its best pitcher back. Houston Astros ace Dallas Keuchel is set to toe the rubber tonight in Detroit. His first major league start since going on the disabled list with neck discomfort on June 2nd.
I've been looking forward to this for a while, so it's one of those things where the excitement's really building, and I didn't want to let myself get too excited, but at the same time, I feel great with how I've progressed and what I've done with the two starts, so it's go time.
Keuchel is 9-0 with a 1.67 ERA and 11 starts this season. First pitch between the Astros and Tigers is tonight at 6:10 in the Motor City. Rangers slugger Adrian Beltre is on the brink of history, sitting at 2,996 career hits heading into this weekend series against Baltimore. Now, Beltre hopes he can get that 3,000th hit sometime during the homestand.
Yeah, I want to get over with, obviously. But I really want to do it in this homestand because I think the fans deserve that, and I really wanted to do it in front of them. And at the same time, just get it over with and play baseball.
Beltre is looking to become just the 31st player in Major League history to reach the 3,000 plateau and the fourth foreign-born player to do so. Hopefully he can get it done this weekend against the Orioles. Game 1 is slated for tonight at 7:05 in Arlington, with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, speaking of the greats, the 2017 MLB Hall of Fame class is set to be inducted this Sunday, and there's a couple of Lone Star greats set there. Houston Astros slugger Jeff Bagwell and former Texas Rangers catcher Ivan Rodriguez are two of 5 members of this year's class. Here's Bagwell on the process so far.
The Hall of Fame has been absolutely wonderful. The Astros have been wonderful during this whole process to make it a lot easier on us. It's coming quick. You know, it was nice when it was 3 months, and then I got the 2 and 1 now, and I'm here talking to you guys on Friday. So it's sneaking up on me real quick, but it's been a great process, and I know once I get there and the culmination of the entire event, it'll be special.
Bagwell played all 15 seasons of his career in Houston, winning Rookie of the Year, National League MVP in 1994, and hitting 449 career home runs. Now, for Pudge Rodriguez, he was asked if all of this has been kind of overwhelming.
No, not really. I mean, I'm really excited. Basically, I'm anxious and a little, obviously, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous just to, you know, the days are getting closer for to be there in the Hall of Fame. But, no, it's going to be fun, you know. It's going to be a very fun week, a fantastic week. I'm going to be there with, you know, good friends and a lot of guys from the Rangers that are going to be there.
Rodriguez played 21 years in the bigs, 12 and a half with the Rangers, going to 14 All-Star games, winning the American League MVP in 1999 and taking home 13 gold gloves. The ceremony is set for this Sunday at 12:30 in Cooperstown, New York. A year after missing all of the preseason on his way to an injury-shortened regular season, J.J. Watt made his triumphant return to training camp for the Texans on Wednesday.
You know, that's the biggest thing you miss when you're away from the game is your teammates and the camaraderie. So it feels so good to be back out of practice and just in the meetings, in the locker room, just hanging out with the guys.
Watt, a 4-time Pro Bowler and 3-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, played in just 3 games last season before undergoing back surgery. And the Dallas Cowboys had a defensive player make his return yesterday as well. Linebacker Jalen Smith suited up in full pads for the first time since injuring his knee as a member of the Notre Dame football team, the 2016 Fiesta Bowl.
It was a great feeling. Huge accomplishment being back on the field. It's been so long. I'm not sure how many days, but it just feels great to be back home.
Jones was projected as a first-round pick in the 2016 draft, but fell to the second round after some said he would never play again. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more?
How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Actually, may not be quite as hot today. Just 100, and the heat index only 104. Oh, heck yeah. It's going to be that way all weekend. Right out 76. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.